Welcome to this heart connecting and healing meditation. Go ahead and sit up straight, lay down, make sure that you're comfortable. Make sure that you're doing this in a quiet space where you are not disturbed. You can even do this in a vehicle. Obviously not while driving, whichever is most comfortable for you. There is no wrong way to do this. This meditation will be a combination of a guided meditation as well as a healing session. Just know that throughout the entire sequence, you are receiving what your soul needs. Everything is divinely perfect. And you will receive exactly what it is that you need. So once you're in a comfortable position, start to just ground in your body. Start to observe that you do have a body. Start to maybe move your hands around, maybe move your feet around, maybe if you're sitting up, put your hands on your knees. If you're laying down, maybe put them right on your heart, right beside you. We'll go ahead and start by taking a few deep breaths in. Make sure that you're taking that deep breath all the way from your root up and letting it out through your crown, allowing the day, any stressors, anything to release that needs to come out. Go ahead and do two more of those. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. One more time. Deep breath in. And then deep breath out. The breath is actually what connects you to your body, and it reminds you that you are safe. Sometimes we forget to take in more oxygen, which we need. So breathing in and out consciously throughout the day, making time for this, not just the involuntary movement that we're all doing at every single moment, but making sure that you're actually taking time to make sure that you're connecting with your breath. This will instill more peace, more love, and overall connect you more to your body throughout the day. So as you're sitting up or laying down, start to imagine that you are releasing any tension inside of your body. Start to imagine that anything that has been stuck inside of your body is now releasing. You can envision that any lower frequencies that aren't serving you are leaving your body, any anger, any pain, any frustration, essentially anything that is not of love or above. Ask that it be surrendered. Ask that it be released. And you can do this in your mind. You can say this out loud. There is no right or wrong way. You're allowed to let this release. There is no prerequisite for you to be worthy and deserving. There's no hard work that needs to be involved with this. You can let go of it without having to do anything, and you're allowed to release it simply because you asked. Now, once you have released all of the tension, anything inside of your body that is not of love, start to envision yourself breathing in love. Start to imagine that you are actually breathing in higher frequencies, and whatever that looks like to you. To me, that looks like a rose pink color. It looks like a very bright pink of love. To you, it may be yellow. Do not judge this. Just allow whatever comes to your mind to allow that color of frequency to breathe in. You can also breathe in white or golden light and ask that this be a cleansing and a renewing and a rejuvenation of your body. Imagine that it's starting at the crown and it's coming down through your head, all the way through your mouth, to your throat, to your heart, to to your arms, to your fingers, and making it all the way down to your feet. You can also envision that it's going down through the earth and being released. It's being surrendered. And you can surrender in this moment and invite in more ease, more flow, more joy, more love. And know again that there is nothing that you need to do to be worthy of this. You're worthy simply because you are here. You're worthy simply because you are. There is nothing that you need to do to be more worthy. Now go ahead and put your hand on your heart and take in a few more breaths in. Deep breath in. Know that where you put your hand, you put your attention. So by putting your hand on your chest, you are actually connecting with your heart. You are recognizing that you are alive, that you are well, that you are a powerful creator and a powerful soul, and energy is now flowing directly to your heart. And also know that there is nowhere else that you need to be right now other than right here. So if you tend to drift off, starting to think about other things in the world, just remind yourself that it is safe to be present. There is nothing that you need to be doing right now other than exactly what you are doing. Now start to energetically look around, keeping your eyes closed, but start to recognize and feel the things around you that you do have in your life that are bringing you joy and a sense of peace. The things either in your immediate surroundings, like fresh water to drink, the food that you have, maybe it's a scent of a candle, or maybe it's even the cool air from the air conditioning that you get to have. Just start to, again, energetically feel around and remind yourself of all of the blessings, all of the amazing beauty that you have around you, and start to really appreciate everything that you do have right now in your life. You can now start thinking of other people in your life that you're grateful for, those who love you and those who may even trigger you at times, because these are in fact lessons and they are meaningful. As much as at times they don't feel that way, they are purposeful and they are meaningful. So start to energetically send them love. Start to energetically send everyone that is in your life blessings. Start to thank them for the lessons that they have given you. Start to thank the people who have helped you in your journey. Thank them for everything that they've given you, and start to see them in their own divinity and know that they are just as worthy as you, and they are love as well, and they have a big purpose in being here as well. You can even imagine yourself forgiving them, releasing any type of anger towards them, and overall just sending them love, knowing that they are forgiven. And even if that's not something that you feel completely in your entire body, know that with time, this will occur. Anything that you bless in your life will always bless you back. So seeing others in their light brings in more light into your life. Seeing others in their divinity brings more divinity to your life. And when you allow this to be something that's just natural as your habits in life, and seeing people in their truth, in their divinity, you start to release anything that isn't serving you in your own energy field. Now, repeat these either in your mind or out loud after me. These are key codes and activations that will actually start to infuse your body with higher frequencies. It will release what isn't serving you and overall allow your body to raise to a higher vibration. I am word through my body. Word, I am word. I am word through my vibration. Word, I am word. I am word through my knowing of myself as word. Word, I am word. I am word through all that I see before me. Word, I am word. Now just take a second, again with your hands still on your heart. Just feel into the energy. If you don't feel a shift, that's completely okay. Just know that a shift is occurring. All that matters is that you have faith that it is occurring. Now, I am going to do a healing for the next 5 minutes or so. It will be silent. You won't hear me speak, so I can use my hands to do the healing. Just know that it is happening and there are frequencies infusing into your energy field, and there's nothing that you need to do other than just staying present, staying open. You may feel the energy coming into your field, or you may feel nothing. All is perfect, and just know that even if you feel nothing, it is still occurring. All right, here we go. So go ahead and take a minute or however long you need to open your eyes. You can stay sitting up, lying down, kind of wiggle your body a little bit. Now, anytime there is a healing session, your body is going to react in different ways. For me, most of the time, it's, you know, I have a lot of energy and I feel very blissful and I feel great. There are times where I will experience a little bit more fatigue, or I will have a very large release, meaning that I will cry for a couple of minutes or an hour. And I just want you to know that all is perfect. Do not force anything. However your body feels after a healing session, or really in any moment, whether it's out of the blue while you're driving, anytime an emotion comes through, I would encourage you to allow it. Allow your body to release. It's always an energy release that is coming through, and we don't always know why. And so take good care of your body. Know that all is perfect, that our job is to pay attention, to allow, to trust that whatever comes through, maybe there isn't anything that comes through for a while, that's perfect also, and to just trust the process. Know that ultimately your soul has the information that you need, your soul has control, and it's the letting go of control as our personality, and just knowing that everything is perfect and everything is working out exactly how it's supposed to. So come back to this meditation, to this healing session, multiple times, as many times as you need to, 2 times a day if you'd like. Just again, understand that energy is moving through your body. There is a release. Not only is higher frequencies being put into your body, but also the release of the lower. So you have to make space for more light into your life. So allow the process to occur. Just know, again, because energy knows no time and space, even though this is a recording, you're still receiving what you need. So I really hope that this served you. Again, come back to it when you're feeling called. Try to allow any resistance to be surrendered. This is not a very long meditation on purpose, because I wanted it to be easy for you to come back to and easy for you to make time for. So sending love to you all. And again, just know that everything is perfect and how you feel, and everything will come in time, and healing is always available.